This is an 8-iron, and it's a dead shank.
Wow.
Way right.
Oh, takes a hop off the path.
You got to be kidding me.
Very tough pitch shot right here. You got to hit it into the hill. One hop up and bite, and it's in.
Kind of like that.
What's going on, everybody? This is Jay from Sub 70. Thank you for joining the podcast. This episode is going to be a little different. Jason and I had the privilege of playing in the Island Resort Championship Pro-Am last week. The Island Resort Championship is a Symetra Tour event in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Harris, Michigan. The Symetra Tour is the equivalent of the Web.com Tour on the men's side. So, generally speaking, the top 10 money earners on the Symetra Tour will get an LPGA Tour card for the following season. There are tons of young, great players out there basically chasing their dream, trying to get an LPGA Tour card and play at the absolute highest level of women's golf. We had an absolutely fantastic time. Thank you to everyone at the Symetra Tour, Cleveland Strixon Golf, at the actual resort itself, etc. I mean, we couldn't have had more fun. Everyone was incredible, provided a fantastic experience for, I think, everyone that was in the Pro-Am or even visited the event. Unfortunately, we had to come back to attend to some other work things, so we didn't actually get to see any of the tournament rounds, but we certainly wish we had. One of the sort of reoccurring conversations that Jason and I had while we were there and even on the way home was just how impressive it was to see not only the quality of the golf, but just so many women out there that are chasing their dream. You know, there's no guarantees out there. You're playing golf for a living and you're competing with hundreds of other women that want the same thing that you want. And sometimes there's only 10 cards available, and there's a couple hundred members on that tour. It was absolutely awesome to sit down and talk with two of the players that are currently in the top 10 on the money list. We actually played in the Pro-Am with Elizabeth Sokol. She is actually a local Chicago area player who went to Northwestern and eventually went to Virginia. And then also we spoke with Maya Schechter, who won a tournament earlier this year, as well as Elizabeth. And Maya went to the University of North Carolina, has played over in Europe, and is now playing full-time on the Symetra Tour. So we talked to them a little bit about their paths to the Symetra Tour, their goals, you know, how their game has improved since they started playing out on this tour, and kind of what life is like and how you know, everything is going. So we definitely appreciate the time. We will be rooting very heavily for both Elizabeth and Maya. If anyone gets the opportunity to go check out a Symetra Tour event, I know Jason and I would both highly recommend it. You will see some very, very high-level golf up close and personal. All of the players and everyone that we dealt with was incredibly helpful and friendly and conversational. So check it out. They are playing quite a few events in the Midwest over the next month or two before the weather shifts. So check it out. Thank you very much to Elizabeth and Maya. Hopefully we get to see you guys again and set up that little match we discussed. And here is the talk that we had with both Elizabeth and Maya.
Well, we're having a little bit of a different podcast today. We had the pleasure of playing in the Pro-Am and the Symetra Tour, and our pro was Elizabeth Sokol. And great time out here, and we have Maya Schechter, who's also joining us today. So the Sub 70 podcast is going to be a little different. We're kind of doing it roundtable style. Both these players have won on the Symetra Tour this year, and we are at the 2018 Island Resort Championship up in the UP in Michigan. So we thought we'd just, you know, kind of have a conversation and see what these professionals like, you know, what their life is like on the professional circuit and what it's sort of like to compete and do what they do for a living. So I'm really, really excited to have both of you guys here today to do this. It was really fun to see how well you play today. Elizabeth, it's you've got a lot of golf game, and I was really, really impressed.
Thank you. It was fun playing. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you know, it's great. So I'll kind of start, like, first, like, both of your guys' backgrounds. Like, Maya, I'll start with you. Like, how did you get playing? How did you start the game? How did you kind of fall in love with it? What's sort of your background with it?
I started playing golf kind of late. I played pretty much every sport growing up and took golf lessons, but never really played golf. And then starting in high school, I started to play high school golf and playing in competitions and fell in love with it and decided I wanted to play college golf. So that's kind of how I got into it. It was a little late, but I was always into sports and then ended up playing for University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and graduated from there in 2015.
Go Tar Heels.
Go Heels, yeah. Yep.
Throw that in there.
Yep, love it. And this is my third, technically my third season on tour, but my second year with full status.
On Symetra Tour, okay.
On Symetra,
Where did you play your first year, then when you turned professional?
I played, I think, 5 events on the Symetra Tour, and then I played some in Europe on the European Tour, Access Tour, so it's like the Symetra Tour for the European Tour, yep.
How was that experience of going to Europe and playing professional golf?
It was great. I loved it. My mom's side of the family is Swedish, so I have family over there, and so I kind of had a base already that I could travel from, so that was helpful. I wasn't really just over
That's
there,
awesome.
Yeah, with no place to live. So,
that was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we should probably announce that Jay Armour is with. So Jason's not talking. Like, I'm not talking in two different.
It's
forms.
Me.
Yeah, it's Jay's
Jay
with us on the podcast. There's four
the
of us.
The guy
here.
Behind the podcast that you sometimes will hear.
Well, same question with Elizabeth. Like, how did you get playing? I know you're from the Chicagoland area. What's sort of the backstory to how you wound up being a professional golfer?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a similar story to Maya with starting late. I played all sports and tennis competitively up until I was like 12 or 13. My knees wouldn't hold up for tennis and just kind of fell out of love with it. Just picked up golf when I was about 14 and just really, really loved it. I would go out once in a while with my dad and my siblings and try and hit over the ravine, which was like 30 yards long when we were little, and that was the big thrill. So it was always kind of there, but I never really played much. So 14, I really picked it up and just loved it and wanted to play.
And then that led to a scholarship at, you went to Northwestern first, correct?
Yes, I went to Northwestern for my first 2 years, then I transferred to University of Virginia and graduated from there in 2016.
Why'd you change universities? What kind of came up that you wanted to make the change? Just better weather to practice year-round versus what we have in Chicago, or?
Yeah, better weather, and I just wanted to keep improving my game and felt like University of Virginia was a great opportunity to do that, and I wanted to see if I could pursue a career professionally.
What point did both of you guys know you had the talent that going professional was, you know, it was something that was obtainable, that you knew you were good enough competing against it, that you knew, like, I can do this?
I'd say that took a while for me. I really didn't realize that I could play professionally until probably my senior year of college, even though it was a dream in the back of my head. And I did not make up my mind whether I was going to play or not until after NCAAs my senior year. So I was very last minute about it, but that kind of just gave me some courage to want to play.
You were like co-medalist at sectionals?
NCAA regionals,
yeah.
Tied for first. And that definitely boosted me. And I basically had to win to allow my team to make it to nationals. So that was pretty cool being able to do that under
That's
the pressure.
Awesome.
And that was just exciting.
A huge moment in your golf career so
far.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That was huge.
Yeah.
Maya, when did you kind of figure out, like, this is something I want to pursue and do? And you knew the talent was there?
I guess probably in high school. I just loved it and thought it was something I wanted to do long term. I wasn't very good in college, and I kind of accepted that fact that I was probably just going to be better after college.
Figured it out, right?
So I was okay. I mean,
grinded it out.
Yeah,
through,
so I was okay with the fact that I wasn't an excellent college golfer, but that I could peak after
Did
college.
You know you had the athletic ability to do it? Is that sort of what, when you say you didn't peak in college, but you knew you were going to get better, did you have, or could you see the potential was there?
Yeah, and I was really into the academic side, so I definitely split my time and made sure that I did well in school, so I felt like after college, when I could just focus on golf, that I could get really good. So
the Symetra Tour, maybe for people who don't know exactly what that is, if one of you could explain how this is sort of the pathway to the LPGA Tour, and then how do you get, or where do you have to finish, say, in the money list to be fully exempt on the LPGA Tour for 2019?
Yeah, so the Symetra Tour is basically the road to the LPGA, is what they call it. So top 10 on the money list at the end of the season, which is about March till October, earn full LPGA status. So 10 LPGA cards are given at the end of the year. And now they're also changing something from Q School to Q Series. So now it's going to be tough to get to Q Series, but now there'll also be 40 full cards for LPGA at Q Series. But everyone has to start at Q School and earn Symmetra status. And the goal for everyone is just top 10 out here on Symmetra and just secure that status for next year.
So for this season for you guys, it's top 10.
Top 10 is the goal.
Yes. That's the goal.
Absolutely.
Where are you both on the money list approximately now, if you guys know? Because I know you both had victories, and we'll talk about that in a little bit this season, but where are you sort of both at?
I'm eighth.
I'm second.
So Maya's eighth, Elizabeth is second. Okay.
With
so
about...
how many events do you have to go still?
Yeah.
This
well,
is
halfway
numbers.
Through the year.
Is this nine?
I think it's nine.
So we have, what, 11, 12? I think 12 events
12
left.
Events.
Okay.
Coming up on the
left.
Midpoint
yeah.
of the season.
And then
yeah.
I was talking to you at the Pro-Am today. A lot of times if people are second on the money list, for example, they could, if you're second right now on the web.com money list, you're pretty much getting your card.
Right.
You're not that, it can shift that much. So there's still some,
right.
you're not, it's not over yet.
No, it's still a grind. Still trying to, I mean, make as much money as we can. And we know every dollar counts, which can be stressful in the end. Just thinking back, if you had made one putt here, one better shot here, but definitely just still focusing on that top 10 and never losing sight of that.
So with Jay's nasty putting stroke for short strokes, you were not watching that today and thinking, how can
I
carry this?
I tried my best not to watch. Sorry,
how can
Jay.
I
wish there was a video 12, camera in 12, here.
Yeah,
12
yeah.
disgust.
You don't want to see it.
You don't want that thought for the next 12 minutes.
20 feet and further out.
It was all right.
Not that.
He did make some good ones from 20 feet. Just don't give him a 3-footer. He'll miss the hole.
I'd pick him up. So they're good.
So now we kind of have the background, like what you guys are doing out here and what the goals are. What was the pathway to get to the Symmetra Tour? Was it Q School to get to the Symmetra Tour? And then that was sort of, that's how you're out here. And now you're going to, instead of going back to Q School, you're going to earn your way, hopefully, to get cards through this tour. That's the goal this year, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so you have to go through Q School to get onto the Symmetra Tour, but you can also go through Q School and advance to this Q Series that Elizabeth was talking about and get your card through
okay.
that. But so you have to go through Q School to get onto the Symmetra Tour, and then you can finish in the top 10 to get onto the LPGA, so that's definitely the goal.
So it's obviously you guys are competing against each other. So what's sort of the, is it friendly? Are you guys like friendly competitors? Will you help each other out if need be? Or once, you know, tournament time starts, does the blinders go on and you guys are just trying to beat the tar out of each other because you're competitors and that's what pros do? But then once it's over, will you guys still travel together, work together, you know, help each other out to make your games better, stuff like that? What's sort of the vibe of the tour?
A hater.
I don't
know. Wow, I wasn't aware.
Friday morning.
Right.
Oh, man.
No, everyone's super friendly out here. We're good friends. If I'm not going to win, I want Maya or another good friend of mine to win every week. We all root for each other. If we need a swing video, if something's funny with our putting, we can each ask each other to look at that, and we're honest, not gonna tell anyone the wrong thing. We caravan a lot. Maya doesn't like the speed that I drive. It's too fast for
Perfect.
Her. But we go to dinner and movies, and we have a lot of fun outside of golf. And of course, we want to beat each other every day, but I'm happy for Maya and my other friends if they were to win.
What's the most difficult part about doing this for a living? On this, like, you know, is it the traveling? Is it the stress of there's only 10 spots and that's what you're kind of playing for? Like, what's
financial.
The uncertainty?
Yeah.
I'd say the
yeah.
uncertainty, like financially, what your year is going to be next year, your status. I think just the uncertainty of all of that. You have no idea if you're going to make a paycheck this week, what it's going to be, and how you, yeah, I just think that's a little crazy.
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you guys both went to like really great universities, probably did really well in school. You got something you can theoretically fall back on. But
right.
you put that on hold,
right?
And you're basically taking this risk of, I'm going to do this, see how it goes, and that's what I want to do.
Right.
And the chips fall how they fall, and you're out there grinding it out, you know, hopefully trying to get up to the LPGA, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. You've put so much time into it in college and in junior golf that it's kind of the logical next step is to try and do it professionally. You've put so many hours into it, you just... kind of want to see where the journey takes you.
Hard not to try.
Yeah. So, like, we'll start with Maya. So, like, you've been, what's sort of your journey been on this tour? Like I said, you know, you've won this season, so you're progressing. So, kind of going between, you know, say the half year you're out here playing a few events to where you're at now, how much of a better player are you, and what part of your game is better from the experience of playing professional golf versus where you were a couple years ago? Like, how do you see your game progressing? What are you most proud of, what you're sort of accomplishing?
Yeah, I've definitely gotten a lot better over the years. I think a lot of people don't understand kind of how much golf we play. It's every day practicing, playing. We have a tournament, I mean, pretty much every week. So it's, I mean, it's just a lot of golf. So it's almost hard not to improve, I would think. Like, you just are so many repetitions that I feel like you put so much time in that you're going to improve if you're doing it the right way. But for me, I mean, short game definitely has improved a lot in scoring in general. I've always been a pretty decent ball striker, but I think that's been one of the things that has helped me go from partial status on the Symetra Tour to having full status and having a win.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I think that's key to any professional golf series is 100 yards and in. Yeah. I mean, you have to be able to get the ball in the hole when you have those opportunities to make the birdie, I think. Yeah, I mean, and
I think Elizabeth, when we played earlier, commented on it perfectly too, where, like you said, you're playing so much golf that at some point you need to kind of focus on shots and game that isn't going to break you down so much as far as like just pounding balls on the range.
Yeah.
You got to kind of bring it, wedge in, focus on that, get better. And if you're a good ball striker, you know, you're going to hit your irons well and you kind of play it that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you're playing golf 6-7 days a week, you know, it can be a grind and it can definitely take a toll on your body too. Just, yeah, you know, hitting balls like that.
For sure.
So winning. So Elizabeth, my question for you is, you're in year two, like you said, and we talked a little bit earlier in the day, year one, you're kind of learning your way. But how satisfying and how great is it at the end of this, or the end of a tournament, to be handed a trophy and know all of that work is starting to pay off and you're winning? And there's nothing like winning. So, like, what does that do? I'm assuming, I'm going to ask a dumb question, but your confidence has to be high from that, seeing that progression. And having that trophy has to be a great feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a confidence booster. Last year, my first year, was definitely a big learning experience. I only made 2 of my first 7 cuts last year and then started to play well and had some good opportunities to win. Finished 2nd, 3rd, a bunch of top 5s last year and just never got that win. And that was something that I really, really wanted. So to start the year off and win the 3rd event of the year was just a huge confidence booster. Just much better start than last year, and just finally getting that win that I was just striving for last year, and knowing that hard work is paying off was just very satisfying.
How did you handle the pressure when you were there on the final round, knowing, I thought you said you started a few shots back, so you're, yeah, kind of chasing, like, were you more nervy than you thought, less nervy because you're kind of trained and you're kind of coming into your own to kind of do this? Like, how did your body react and how'd your mind react,
yeah,
to the pressure?
It was way less nerves. I played in a couple final groups last year and just definitely felt a bit of pressure, especially my first time in the final group. And this year I was 5 shots back to start the day, probably an hour or hour and a half behind the leaders. And it got out of the car, it was a windy day, and I just kind of thought everyone was going to fall back a little bit and not shoot super low score. So just stayed patient, focused on every shot. And towards the end, I really stayed with that philosophy and didn't change anything and just played my game and focused on one shot at a time and made a couple birdies coming in and just played well and sat on 18 green for about an hour to see if I won or not. So that was a pretty nice way to win. And Maya had that same experience. I think she shot, 6-7 under on the final day, awesome, coming from a bunch of shots back to win. And she had the same thing, waited on 18 for for an hour or so. Yep.
Does
the way
it
to do it.
Does it make it easier chasing sometimes where you can just kind of freewheel it and go? Like, in you were how many shots back, Maya?
I think it was 5.
5? Oh, so you're chasing?
Yeah. Was,
so how was your experience of getting that victory done? Like, kind of the same question, like, it has to obviously do a ton for you, but what was sort of it like going through the process?
Yeah, it was nice chasing. I think that was a big, even when I did see my name on the top of the leaderboard, I had fewer holes in the leaders because they were a couple of groups back, so I still felt like I was chasing them because they still had more opportunities than me to make birdies. So, but it was, I mean, finishing the round and having the lead and just waiting for everyone to come in was both very nerve-wracking, but
being
also
in the
fun.
Final group has to be the most, I'm sitting around all day waiting for your tee time. Like, I would not.
I think after you do it once, it gets better and easier.
Yeah.
Especially if you've played two or three solid rounds of golf, you're okay. Like,
right.
Okay, I got this.
The ball
and that's like
well,
a different.
You feel confident about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You're obviously doing something right to get in that group.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think just kind of have to change that mindset a little bit for the final group, knowing that you're there for a reason.
Yeah.
But,
so
yeah.
assuming, let's assume you guys both finish in the top 10 and you're on the LPGA Tour next year. What do you think the coolest part about playing at the highest level you guys can play at will be? And is there any. Do you guys have any heroes that you guys kind of followed in when you were, you know, in college or high school who are out there that you haven't met yet or somebody you're really excited to kind of compete against? Like, it's going
to
be a little bit of
awe factor.
Yeah, there's going to be a little bit of an awe factor of, you know.
I think so. I think I'm just really looking forward to, like, playing against the absolute best and seeing where my game stands against theirs and being able to travel the whole world and play amazing golf courses. I think that just – I'm just looking forward to the challenge of that and just – playing with the best. I think that's going to be an amazing experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Same
thing?
It's
going to be, yeah.
Did you guys have any golf heroes growing up?
Annika Sorenstam, but obviously that's...
Absolutely.
Kind of like everybody in golf, right?
Yeah.
How good she was.
But, I mean...
We get her on the podcast.
Everyone knows Michelle Legend. Wee and Lexi Thompson.
Right, right, yeah.
Seeing their games in person.
Yeah.
Are you, after seeing their games... I mean, like I said, I haven't played with Maya, but I was really impressed with how well you play, Elizabeth. I mean, did you guys feel like you guys are, the time's right, you're ready to compete against the best? Like, the confidence is there to do it?
I think even last year, I just want to see how I compare to the best and see why they are the best in the world. That's just, I think, so unique to be able to see that and just how I can improve just from watching the best. But yeah, definitely. I'm just excited for the next level and just want to keep playing well here and boost my confidence and make sure I get that top 10.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think if you can make it through Symetra Tour, being on the top 10, it shows you're a consistent player and that you really do deserve being on
that's
the
good point.
LPGA. So you, that's a huge confidence boost going into
it. How many members are on the Symetra Tour? I mean, it's to get that card is...
I mean, it's 144 every tournament, but there are way more members than that, like 300 or 400.
Yeah. So you're right, top 10 out of that off the whole year, you're playing some solid, consistent golf.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so I'm going to try this, because I'm just kind of winging this tonight. So I'm going to come up with, like, quick rapid-fire questions.
Okay.
And let's see what comes
to mind. Don't ask me about your play.
No. You can already... inconsistent.
Wait,
well, stick with the podcast.
Oh, no.
What did you guys shoot?
19 under.
Okay.
Three eagles, two pars.
Yeah.
Shitty pars.
Yeah.
But no, we hammed and egged it pretty well, I think.
Yeah, I would say so.
Elizabeth carried us for long stretches.
Yeah, well, we had like there was.
They
there
had
was
to carry me a few times.
Yeah,
too.
But we always knew we had her as like
the
anchor.
We had full confidence after hitting four miserable shots.
Maya, first rapid fire question. Best golf shot you ever hit under pressure when you needed it?
I think. It's the most recent one that I can think of, and it was when I won into the 18th hole. I was super nervous and had, I think it was an 8-iron, and I just wanted to hit the green and give myself a putt at birdie, and I was so nervous, and I hit the green and had like 20 feet. So it wasn't like a spectacular golf shot, but
under
just,
the circumstances.
Yeah, I was just really nervous.
Nervy.
Oh, yeah. 20 foot's a good, I mean, it's quality golf. You hit a quality golf shot when
you had two putts, you get
no
doubt chance to make it.
You know, I had another, it's not rapid fire, but does the adrenaline kick in when you're under the gun and you have to, do you have to factor that into your club selection?
Yeah, I hit it about 7 yards further than the final round.
And it just happens.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. I think when you're in those situations, you kind of realize,
real weird.
You kind of just learn that you're going to hit it a little bit further.
Yeah.
I think I take a club less.
You do, okay. And that's only like maybe like last nine holes on a Sunday?
Like maybe last hole or two. I wouldn't even take the last nine. Maybe last
the
shot.
Whole 18 holes for me.
Yeah.
Yep. I was hitting things far.
You were
going after it.
Elizabeth, question for you. Best two or three golf courses you've ever played architecturally, and what do you like about them the most?
I got to play Harbortown in college, which was pretty amazing, just the history, just with the PGA Tour event, and I think that was just a fun golf course, and I was just really excited to play it. It's probably one of my favorites that I've played.
Anything around Chicago?
I
you
love for Shore Acres earlier.
I love Shore Acres in
so
north
good.
Of Chicago. That is probably one of my favorites. The golf course is so good, such good shape, and go and have lunch after right on the lake is pretty spectacular.
And it's a golden age Seth Rainer golf course.
Yeah,
like the
it's
bones
awesome.
Of that doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
That's a popular answer. We've gotten that answer from all sorts of people.
Shore Rangers Chicago, is amazing.
That Chicago Golf Club.
Yep.
Maya, you got anything that come to mind of just some just spectacular architecture that you've gotten to play?
What about over in Europe? Were there any courses that you play that
I haven't gotten
stand
to play
out?
Any of the like classic great golf courses, no.
Scotland or something like that. But anything in the States that comes to mind that you play that are just so good?
Nothing that comes to mind.
Well, have Elizabeth have Elizabeth get you on Shore Acres.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Good deal.
There you go. All right.
Off
week.
Go play Chicago Golf Club. Shore Acres.
Can't
maybe
beat Chicago in the summer.
That'd be perfect.
Can you get us on?
I can probably make a couple phone calls.
Perfect.
For it. Yeah. So we've got some Symetra Tour players coming to town. We can probably arrange
Chuck too.
Yeah, we could probably make that happen.
I like it.
Have you played with somebody that, or I guess, who's had the most, is there any player that sticks out that had just the most raw, natural talent you guys have ever seen? Where you were just, was it maybe an LPGA player or something like that, that you've spent time with that you were just so impressed with, just, my God.
Maybe somebody that graduated up or.
Yeah, like anybody that comes to mind where you're just in awe of the natural talent.
I mean, there's this player, Elizabeth Sokol, who's pretty
good. I like that answer.
I'm not saying they're the best player you've ever seen, but you're just, you know, like when I ask the guys in the tour, like they always,
like, easy.
It's Tiger Woods. Like they always just said, I mean, he hits golf shots.
Right.
I'm a pro. And I never saw that shot. And the talent, I would just sit and watch him hit balls because it was at another level of good.
Yeah.
That's a very common, that and John Daly is a common answer.
Oh, really?
Of natural God-given talent.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. No one I've like spent time with or like seen anyone. Yeah. I can't, no one comes
to
mind.
You can say each other.
Yeah, that's
Maya.
Nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
right.
Perfect. Absolutely. That's a fair answer.
Well, I had, like I said, I knew you guys could really play, but for me being out here today and actually watching it up close, I mean, it's really good. So if people really want to see some great golf, you know, up close, this, you know, the Symetra Tour would be great for fans to come out and see. And you guys could not be nicer to come and join us today. So I had a great day on the golf course, and even with, you know, my miss hits and Jay's bad putting stroke, we still shot it dinner, so it was okay. So, best of luck to you guys. And
Thank you.
It was a joy to be out there with you guys today. And you guys can compete and you guys can really play. And
you guys graduate,
up
to the LPGA, we're
going to
come
back
again.
Right. So, here's the deal.
That'd be fun.
And we'll go play a round of golf in Chicago.
When you guys win your first LPGA event, can we call you and can we get you back in the podcast to ask how that is and what that system was like? And
I'll take Maya.
Okay,
let's go.
We're gonna go play a match.
We're gonna play a match.
Yeah.
Ooh,
all right,
good.
Let's do it.
It's all right.
All right,
let's go.
Game on.
Jason
game
was
on.
A little more.
I got a little Swedish in me. I'm in. Let's go. Fly the flag.
No, Jay. Yeah, Jay. Well, if Jay's on, I might be in trouble because he hits it longer. But I kind of bunt it in play, so it's like a good. There's a good offsetting talent.
I keep it in play pretty good though.
Uh-oh.
So
this could be.
Yeah,
it could
so
be a good match.
Can't wait.
I got the short putts, you got the long putts.
Yeah, don't let that. Yeah.
The shorties.
It's going to be good.
The shorties aren't my cup of tea.
Oh, also, too, Maya, you have a podcast. So, for our listeners, how do we find your podcast? What's sort of the idea behind it? And, you know, where can they go and listen to it?
Yeah, so another player and I, Leslie Klutz, who's out here, we started a podcast at the beginning of this season. It's called Birdie Cast, and it's basically each week we talk about a different topic about life on tour. So it's more of the inside scoop of life on tour and kind of our thoughts, and we get stories from other players, and it's just kind of us having a conversation. Sometimes we interview guests, and so it's you can find it on the Apple Podcast or Anchor well, or Stitcher. So
has Elizabeth been on yet?
No, not
you've
yet.
You've not had her on the podcast
yet.
Okay.
Not cool enough to be invited, I guess.
Wow. Well, I guess next week.
Finally got the invite. All right.
I'll drink
to
that.
As Jay's cracking a beer. Well, thank you guys so much. And like I said, I had just a fantastic day hanging out with you guys.
It was awesome.
And seeing it up close.
Yeah.
It's really good. And I hope people come out to watch you guys play because it's worth seeing. You guys really have a lot of talent, and it was a joy to be around today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
For
you're welcome.
Good luck to you guys.
Thanks.
The grind. And
we'll follow
it's
it.
It's really awesome.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you so much.